Welcome, everybody. Two, spreading the word self-advocates in action. I'm facilitating this session today. And we have a small, but I think it's a nice close audience. So hopefully everyone gets to just have a chat and feel good and feel relaxed and feel free to explore some of the amazing work that our panel, which I think might be about the same size of our audience, is been doing. So I'm going to start by introducing, just getting everyone to introduce themselves. My name's Sue Smith. I work at the SARU, and I've been asked to facilitate this session, which is really about the amazing work that self-advocates are doing to support change happen. And for the people that are in the VSAN, it's always that thing, the amazing work that self-advocacy groups are doing on very little money. So I'll start with getting each person to introduce themselves and saying what group they're from.
My name is Mary Ann, and we're New Wave.
Thanks, Mary Ann.
My name is David Walker, and I'm from New Wave.
Thanks, David.
I'm the leader of U-Wave and a whole lot of other stuff as well.
Thanks. And your name?
Andrew.
Thanks.
My name's Jane, and I'm from Marine Force and a whole lot of other organisations.
My name is Heather Hooksard, and I'm from New Wave.
Thank you.
And my name is Elizabeth or Liz Clough, and I'm from New Wave.
Hi, I'm Colin Hesko from Marine Force.
And last but not least.
Hi, I'm Susan, current president of Reinforce and also the group leader of Powerful Parents Self-Advocacy Group.
Thank you. And I'll just give some of the background. Reinforce is the longest running self-advocacy group in Australia, run by and for people with intellectual disabilities. Now, for those of you involved in the community sector, you'll be amazed to hear they've been going with and without funding since 1980. So there's not a lot of groups that go that long. On the small amount, would it be fair to say, Colin, that Reinforce gets now, but long periods without funding. New Wave is a self-advocacy group based in the Latrobe Valley. Relatively new. How many years have you been going for now?
2009.
2009. So getting there, 5 years, and do amazing work in Latrobe Valley and in Gippsland that you're going to hear about. So now let me just try and drive this. Some of the things that Reinforce does, and you're going to hear about from Reinforce today, to make change happen is training, using the media, speaking up on behalf of other people with disabilities, making videos, campaigning, lobbying and advising government, which Reinforce does a lot of. But I'm going to start with a little video before I introduce Colin to talk a bit about the training Reinforce does. And I think I need to press it from up here. Cross your fingers.
The following stories are based on real events in community residential units. Is this house my home?
Get up or you'll miss your bus.
I can't go, I'm sick.
Fancy that, so am I. Get up, now.
Audio, but it says staff should ask your permission to enter your room. Staff should provide you with support in a way that respects your privacy. How could a worker have supported Jenny in a respectful way? Now I'll pass over to Colin, I'll just move on the slides, to talk about how Reinforce makes change happen with training.
Thank you, Sue. I I'm very passionate about people living in community residential units or group homes, as they're called, having their voices heard and their rights supported. Because often it doesn't happen. Residents are not usually asked by the staff. It's very important for residents to have their voices heard. How does someone know what you think and what you feel? If you don't open your mouth and say something. People need to feel like they can open their mouths, speak, and be listened to without fear of being hit or hurt or anything else. The best person to train another person with an intellectual disability are people with intellectual disability who have got that experience. I run the My House, My Home, My Rights training because we've developed it for staff so that they can really be informed firsthand rather than just guessing how to do things. I'm very fortunate enough to go into a meeting on this, I think it's the 10th of September in Bendigo, with house supervisors at one of the regular meetings that they have. And we're going to be running the My House, My Home, My Rights training for them. And then hopefully they're going to go back to their managers and their managers are going to be ringing up saying, hey, we want that training, come. So eventually we're going to be getting into the houses in Gippsland to run the training for the staff. Why is it that some people in service providers seem to be afraid to ask people with a disability what they think? Thank you. I have heard some people without a disability or without any understanding of the real needs of people with a disability. And they've been saying things like, don't bother coming here because none of our residents can communicate. So it's a waste of time. I'm sure there's a way that we could communicate with them. I have found that in some groups of people with intellectual disability, that I have a real connection with, and they have lived live with other people that have my lived experience, and a non-disabled person walks into the room, and there is not a response. What I'm trying to say. Sir Smith and I went to do a session at a group called New Horizon in Ringwood. And as soon as Susan walked in the door, oh, where's Colin? Oh, hello, Colin. How are you? Good to see you. Wah, 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 wah. And poor Sue just gets left out. People with a disability should not be afraid to voice their opinion and make their voices heard. It is sometimes very scary to do this for the first time. But once you have done it, it's like falling off a log. even though you still may be scared, even though you may still be frightened, but at least you've taken that first step and you know what to expect. I have a real life example of a sweet woman who was very quiet and shy when I first met her. What was happening was that we were running training in Benalla, and I noticed that whenever I was asking a question, the person with the disability, that woman, was going like this to her support worker. Then the support worker would whisper back, and then she might have said, "Hello. South Africa's he's good." So she wouldn't speak, she wouldn't do anything. She could speak, but you couldn't hear what she was saying. It's almost like you had to be on top of her. I met her again at a group that was being set up in Shepparton. That same lady was there. I said to her, "Oh, you're here. You've had the training. You can run it. I don't need to do it. I'll just sit down and watch you." And she freaked out. And then I was saying, "Nah, I'm only joking. I know it's a bit hard for you, but I'm sure you could have done it with a bit of support." But she didn't want to, so anyway. And I think I was starting to get on her nerves. She must have really listened to what I was saying in that group in Benalla. Guess what she said next to me? She must have listened and she must have learnt something. Now that little bit of information, that made me feel about 10 foot tall, like I was the king. And that one person, that shy little girl, had come up to me and said, "Shut up!" And that's what I'd better do now. Thank you.
I'm just going to quickly ask you, why are you passionate? Why do you think training makes change happen? I guess both with staff learning things, but particularly by self-advocates, and self-advocates learning staff learning, but training run by self-advocates.
I think the training that we run, I think that, just like I've proven, that self-advocates, even though they may not say much or they may be shy and eventually we'll be able to speak up and take that one step. I think that staff with the training, I think what I'm hoping is that the training will give them ideas and solutions of other things. That very first video that you were saying about the girl in the bed because she was sick and she couldn't get up, and the nurse just coming in and the staff member coming in saying, "Oh, hey, you get up, yeah," and she couldn't. So I think that if the staff are really serious about supporting people and being helpful, then they need to watch this video, they need to take it in, and maybe that's another way of looking at of how they can handle a situation in the CIU.
Thanks, Colin. I'll keep pushing on as much as we'd love to hear everyone's stories. We've got 40 minutes and a huge panel. But I just want to point out that picture, Know Your Rights, was training that Reinforce has developed around helping self-advocacy groups to start. And the first group that did the training and set up a self-advocacy group is here today. So that's taken from all those 5 years ago. And they now have got a dynamic group going in Latrobe Valley. So the next person I'm going to ask to talk is Jane Hauser about how... Jane Rosengrave, about how Reinforce uses campaigns to make change happen, but I've got a video to show first.
Just a minute. Tell me what's happening here.
Well, we're having an exhibition, we are, actually, of people who've been in institutions, like myself and other people. And he's telling their stories on what it was like in those days when they were all locked up, like a jail. Yes, it's going to be in the old J Ward. Yes, this building right here.
Oh, I don't like it.
Why?
Oh, it reminds me so much of when I was in the institution. Too many bad memories. Particularly the single cells.
Why? Were you in one?
Yeah, I've been in one a couple of times. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of people wanted to tell their stories, so that, you know, hopefully and eventually it's getting out there to start with. People can understand what we went through, hopefully, and it's helping me to heal, or it's helping the other people to heal.
Okay, I'll now pass over to Jane to talk about how Reinforce is involved in campaigns to make change happen.
Hi everybody. I would like to talk about the shut-in campaign with Reinforce and Valid that helped to start this shut-in campaign. Going back quite a few years ago. How many years, Colin?
Yeah,
no, I forgot. Oh, okay. Shut-in is about closing institutions so that people who have been brought up in institutions like myself can live in the community like anybody else. Reinforce has lobbied for a long time to close these institutions down. We want these people who are still in these institutions to be heard and to know what their rights are. Reinforce members were involved in Hidden Lives exhibitions. This raised the issue of the need to close these institutions in the whole of Australia. We speak at conferences and give talks about closing institutions. We are going to go out to these institutions and teach the residents all about their rights and ask them questions like, do you have the right to talk on the telephone? Do you have the right to see your friends who are living on the outside? We want to encourage them not to be able to be frightened and help them to be listened to on what next and when, where they want to go after the institution's closed. To find out what residents are in these institutions might like once they leave, we ask questions like, would you like to live with your residents or would you like to live in the community? Residence units, CRUs, with people you have grown up with. We find that most residents in institutions are very able to answer clearly where they want to be next. I feel passion on closing these bloody institutions down because a lot of bad things had happened, like being abused and not being treated right and neglected. So I feel good about making the right, making the residents feel free as a bird coming out of a cage. Not like not locked up and having some say, strength on what they want to learn in the CAUs that they will be living in next. Thanks for that, everybody. Now, does anyone have any questions?
You might do questions at the end so everyone gets it.
Okay.
I'm just clock watching because I know that Brain Injury Matters will be knocking on the door if we go over. Thanks, Jane. And the shut-in campaign, since it started, I think it is about 5 or 6 years ago, it's great that in Victoria the announcement of closing Sandhurst Institution and the Oakley Centre, which was an institution, has occurred. So I think campaigns do work to make change happen.
Yeah, we need to close all of them in the whole of
Australia. In Australia, absolutely. Thanks, Jane. Close institutions, there you go. The next person I'm going to invite to talk is Susan about the Power from Parents Self-Advocacy Group, but I've got a short video to show first, and this one's about how Reinforce promotes important issues and uses the media, as you'll see.
We're talking about what it's like to have intellectual disabilities and raise a child. How did you feel when you found out you were pregnant?
Worried. It's very confusing.
Can't deny the fact that it's a vulnerability.
My parents are my parents. That's all they'll ever be.
Inside, Tuesday, 8:30.
So that's a quick little promo of when Susan appeared on Insight talking about the issue of parents with an intellectual disability. So I'd like to invite Susan Arthur to talk about some of the work Reinforce does to promote important issues to make change happen.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Susan Arthur and I'm the leader of the Powerful Parent Self-Advocacy Group. What I would like to do today is tell you about our group. This is the Powerful Parent Self-Advocacy Group for parents with an intellectual disability, which is run by parents with an intellectual disability. The group started because of the big numbers of parents with an intellectual disability having their children removed from their care. This seems to be because these parents have an intellectual disability and not because they are harming their children. The group runs once a month. If you would like to join this group, please let me know after the session. We are also lobbying government for this change to happen because this is what we think needs to happen. The Powerful Parent Self-Advocacy Group is continuing to lobby the government so that parents may be able to keep children in their care with the support they need. We are looking at the government and courts to see how they can start to follow the United Nations recommendations of Article 23 under the People with Disabilities Act. And it's under the Home and Family one as well. It's under there, number 4, where it says, it includes not taking our children just because of our disability and making sure there are enough supports for parents in place to look after their children. But sadly, this is not happening, and PPSAG and Reinforce basically want to know why. It also says that the support should be made available for parents to continue being the main carer of the child. It also states that the child about the child's right to be safe. We do not disagree with this fact, but we're saying we don't understand what's not safe if you're providing us the support that we need to be good parents to the child. As you just saw, SBS picked parents with disabilities. The show was called What is Best for the Child. I spoke about my experience and how support would have helped me to keep my child. It seems that the government is slowly starting to listen to us and what the powerful parent self-advocacy group are asking for. There is still lots of work to do. So if you are interested in helping us, please come and see me after this session. I'll be in the main for you. Thank you.
Thanks,
Sue.
Okay, now we've got to hear from New Wave. Where did I do my little flicker? Oh, there it is. So I'll bring New Wave back up to the chairs, or the New Wave members. And I'll start, because the clock's ticking, we were going to start with a video with the self-advocacy rap, but we'll finish with that and sing at the end, because we want to hear from New Wave about the amazing work you do. I'll start with Andrew. Andrew, do you want to talk a little bit about that? One of the things that New Wave has done in the past to make change happen is to go into group homes and teach people about their rights.
Yes, since New Wave been here, we've been going to CRUs, and from the past couple of days, what just went, I've been going to a couple of CRUs. I had a couple of meetings with them. Seeing how they are travelling, they're travelling okay at the moment, and they are starting to cook their own meals. They having their own meat. I'm trying to get the meetings back up and running again, as they did before. And hopefully, if I said, and I'm going back again in September, and I think one other weekend, sometime next month or so, and gonna see how they doing, and if going well, we'll keep on going to other CRUs in the future.
And Andrew, you support them to hold their own house meetings without the staff, don't you? You have in the past.
Yes, we have. We told the staff to go in their office, and they go, and we just look. Persons in the CRUs, we work, try to understand what they want and what their needs, how to make their homes safe and sound.
That's great. And I think, as Colin said, people in the CRUs having their own voice is so important, isn't it? And often they speak up more if the staff aren't there. Thanks, Andrew. Marianne, you're going to talk. I'm going to ask you a little bit about just your new to New Wave, aren't you? New to New Wave? And yours is about what it's done to you as a person in speaking up and public speaking to make change happen. And so do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
When I was with Mum, I never spoke up and I was scared and frightened. But ever since Mum passed away, I ended up in this place and I got help. And everyone's getting me out of my shell. And I've been talking up ever since.
Self-advocacy makes change happen by supporting people to speak up. Thanks, Marianne. And David, are you new to New Wave?
I am new to New Wave.
And so what do you feel about self-advocacy New Wave making change happen? What's important for you?
What's important for me is people with disabilities, their mum and dad and their carers should let them people with disabilities go to places on their own or with their own friends instead of with carers all the time, and also instead of with their mum and dad all the time, so that they could be independent.
And so that's the thing that you're... Oh, yes. Just clap for that. Yes. And so you're making change happen here today by speaking up and letting people know that. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think that's think it's important for self-advocates to voices to be heard?
It is.
Thanks, David. Heather? Oh, okay. Heather, you wanted to talk about making change happen in group homes, in CRUs?
Well, my name is Heather and I live in a CRU house and I like it because I help other people there. They have what they like to do. Like we go out and they ask me what sort of things would they like our group to go to, and I say it to the members where they would like, and they said they'd like to go to a barbecue. So we all hop in a bus and we go for a barbecue. Like some of the other CRU houses, they don't do nothing. They just stay home. And that's because they've got nowhere to go because the staff is too slack. And they just think of themselves and they don't think of anybody else.
Heather, can I ask, do you think they come to you because you've learnt to speak up for being involved in self-advocacy from New Wave?
Yes, I do, because when I started New Wave, I didn't know what it meant. And I got, the English Lit class got me into the New Wave. And that, and I've been enjoying it, and I've been doing it for 5 years.
And do you think the change is happening?
Oh, yeah, it's been happening a lot. Yeah, it's helping a lot.
Pretty hard to scary to speak up in your own home, I would think. Yeah. And lastly, you're involved in the Living Safer Sexual Lives, is that right? Is that right? Yep. Heather and you, did you want to tell us, and Andrew, do you want to tell us a little bit about what New Wave does with that?
New Wave talks about safer sexual lives and respectful relationships. And
who does that? Is it staff or do the self-advocates do that training?
Both. Yeah. Yeah.
And is it important to you to be involved in that?
Yes.
Why is it important?
To know respectful relationships and to respect each other.
So New Wave does an amazing range of things, doesn't it? Teaching people about respectful relationships, giving people rights in CRUs, supporting people to speak up and have their voices heard. And the other thing that New Wave does is tells DHS what to do, don't you? You work closely with DHS, and if anyone gets a chance to speak to Glyn, who works at DHS, she'll say that before their involvement with New Wave, DHS was people pretty well walked in the room and everyone went, here comes the government. And because they listened to what self-advocates had to say and changed the way they ran their service because of it, they walk into a room now and people, you feel, is that right, Glyn? Yep. So very much, and you sit on interview panels. So I know that time's running out and I think everyone wants to do a song. I can just feel it. Everyone says, this is a great session, but what we need is a song. So I'm going to play it once so you can hear it, and then next one, everyone sings along. Except me with the mic, no. So here's the song.
Self-advocacy. Self-advocacy. It's a way to be. There's the new group that's in creation. We're talking about the new wave sensation. Self-advocacy. It's a way to be. Self-advocacy.
That's the way to be. Going to Marwell for the launch of the new self-advocacy group.
We didn't get time for the whole video.
Oh, yeah, getting there.
So I think the words have changed a little bit since then. Is that right, Glyn? Not a lot. So maybe if we put that up, everyone picks up their song sheets and we'll sing along. Everyone ready? One, two, three. Hang on.
Self-advocacy. Self-advocacy. It's a way to be. There's a new group that's in creation.
We're talking about the new wave sensation. Self-advocacy. It's for you and me. Self-advocacy. It's the way to be.
Quinton Marwell for the launch of the new Self Advocacy Group.
Now, I think we've just got time to do a run through with all the words. But given I'm the only one with the mic, does anyone want the mic to lead the singing?
Where's music?
Well, it's a rap. But I think you have. You want a Marianne?
Just sit right down, take a listen to me. We're going to rap about self-advocacy. Knowing your rights, you can do no wrong. It's easy to remember, just put it in a song. Self-advocacy, it's for you and me. Self-advocacy, it's the way to be.
Talking about the new advocate. If you have a grievance, we'll be there for you. If you have any questions, we can help you too. Self-advocacy.
What's this about? The new rave sensation. It's about support, advice, information and education. If you want to speak up, throw your cards on the table. We are waiting for you, ready, willing and able. Self-advocacy.
As I said, we help people that need a helping hand and we help everyone that needs it. And they can come to us when we need to, when they need help.
Thanks, Marianne. As I said, Bim is knocking at the door for the next session, so we'll invite them in. Thank you, everybody. If you want to fill out your evaluation sheets and pop them at the SARU desk, I think New Wave and Reinforce would welcome your feedback. Thank you.